This is Bill Powers with MiningStockEducation.com presenting 10 Rick Ruleisms Every Resource Investor Should Know. Rick Rule is the president and CEO of Sprott U.S. Holdings and has 4 decades of success investing in the natural resource sector. A Ruleism is one of Rick's sayings or investing proverbs frequently repeated in one of the many interviews and speeches he conducts. Now let's begin. Ruleism number 1 on why he's successful.
I would credit my success, first of all, to experience, secondly, to passion, and thirdly, to the discipline which probably comes with age of not doing things I don't understand. I'm not a generalist. I am very competent in understanding resource-based investments.
Ruleism number 2 on why he experienced early success before suffering tremendous losses early on.
Like many young men, I confused a bull market with brains. I thought my increase in fortune had to do with my hard work and mental acuity. That was not true. It had to do with the fact that the wind was at my sails.
I made, for a young man, an unbelievable amount of money. And of course, I made the young man's mistake of confusing a bull market with brains.
Ruleism number 3 on what makes his resource investing easier.
One of the attractions to this business is that the caliber of your competition is so low that if you do the work and prepare yourself, your odds of succeeding are actually fairly high.
I speculate well in extractive industries because I've been in those industries for so many years that I have a knowledge advantage compared to most of my competitors.
Ruleism number 4 on the cyclicality of natural resource stocks.
Bear markets are the authors of bull markets and vice versa.
Bear markets are the authors of bull market, and bull markets are the authors of bear markets.
Resource markets always self-correct, so bull markets are always the authors of bear markets. Bear markets are always the authors of bull markets.
And the same idea stated differently.
The cure for low prices has always been low prices, and the cure for high prices has been high prices.
Ruleism number 5 on being too early to invest at a cyclical bottom or sell at the top.
If I know this to be true, 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 and the only possible outcome is this, mm-hmm. I confuse the words inevitable, which I get right, with imminent, right. Which I got wrong.
My fault is this. I believe if this is true, 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 and that the result is this. I confuse two words, which is inevitable with imminent. And so I'm always too early. I'm too early on the buy side. I'm too early on the sell side.
Ruleism number 6 on the investor's response to the cyclicality and the volatility of the resource markets.
The truth is that one must acknowledge that these markets are extremely, extremely cyclical and extremely volatile. And you either use that volatility and cyclicality to your advantage or you get used by it. Therefore, my slogan, repeated 1,000 times in conferences around the world, in resources, you are either a contrarian or you are a victim.
Given the volatility and cyclicality in investment markets, but particularly the ones that I inhabit, that one must either be a contrarian or one will become a victim.
You have to be a contrarian or you will be a victim.
The natural resource-based businesses are capital intensive and they are deeply, deeply, deeply cyclical. What that means is, as a speculator, you are either a contrarian or you will be a victim.
One must either be a contrarian or one will become a victim.
I say, in resource investing, you are either a contrarian or you become a victim. Those are your two choices, and the choice is yours.
Ruleism number 7 is frequently used to preface a projection based on past experience or observation.
And it wouldn't surprise me in this case if past is prologue. If past is prologue, which I believe it is.
Ruleism number 8 regarding proper due diligence before investing.
If I couldn't think of 3 things that could go wrong with an investment, I didn't know enough about the investment to make it. And it's turned out to be very, very, very true.
Ruleism number 9 on selling and buying stocks.
I always buy a stock for a reason. Speculation involves the answering of unanswered questions. And I will try and figure out the probability of the answer and try and figure out what a yes answer will be worth. If the data begins to show me that I'm not going to enjoy a yes answer, that I'm going to get a no answer, my reason to own the stock has disappeared. And so I sell the stock very ruthlessly.
If your reason to own the company goes away, that is, if the probability of the yes answer becomes highly, highly, highly unlikely, it's important to take a 20% loss or a 30% loss before it becomes a 70% loss or a 100% loss.
Ruleism number 10, on the type of leadership compensation he looks for before investing.
The most important thing to me is that the officers and directors, the management team in place here, aren't relying on their salaries to get rich. I have learned a hard lesson, and that is that nobody is going to really strive to make me rich unless they're going to get rich themselves in the process. And so I want to deal with companies run by owners, not companies that are run by managers.
That you don't make real money having employee managers. You make real money having owner managers. But if somebody isn't going to get really rich, they're not going to work hard enough to make you rich. You want people whose reward is not going to come from salary, but rather is going to come from share ownerships. And by the way, not free options, stock that they bought and paid for. So you want to do business with partners who have been successful in the past.
This, of course, is a non-exhaustive list. What ruralisms have you heard that were not mentioned in this video? Please share them in the comments section below. Thank you for listening to this Mining Stock Education podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded investors. Visit us on the web at miningstockeducation.com for more resources on precious metals and natural resource investing. At our website, you can also sign up for our free newsletter for interview transcripts, stock picks, and more. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be considered personal legal or investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities or any other product. We make every effort to be accurate, but the information presented is not to be considered infallible. It may contain errors, and we offer no inferred or explicit warranty. If personal advice is needed, consult a qualified legal, tax, or investment professional. Do not base any investment decision on the information contained on miningstockeducation.com, our podcasts, or videos. Make sure you always conduct your own thorough due diligence before investing. Realize that we may hold equity positions in or be compensated by some of the companies we feature and therefore are biased and hold an obvious conflict of interest. For our full disclaimer, please visit our website.